A warning to our listeners. In the next item, we're going to hear about and even. So many people are saying words like and on television. The Bush administration has asked the Supreme Court to weigh in on broadcast indecency. NPR's Neda Ulaby reports that the bleep, you know, the has given rise to a new comic technique.
The nighttime talk show Jimmy Kimmel Live occasionally features something it calls unnecessary censorship. TV clips with perfectly innocuous words bleeped out. It makes everything from the evening news to Mr. Rogers sound dirty.
If it's going to be hard, if it's not going to hurt, I like to be.
It's horrible, and it's hard not to laugh. Comic bleeping has become standard on scripted shows like the animated Fox sitcom Family Guy.
No, I can't say in my own house. Great, Lois. Just great. You know, you're lucky you're good at my or I'd never put up with you. You know what I'm talking about. When you lubed up toothpaste in my while you're a cherry.
It was another show from Fox that really took the bleep to dizzying comic heights.
It's Arrested Development.
The show, created by Mitch Hurwitz, was inspired by reality TV. Hurwitz said he never wanted it to feel fake, like regular sitcoms.
The rhythms felt fake and the sets looked fake, and this was an experiment in as much reality as we could get away with, and it really needed that language.
Bad language seemed true to Arrested Development's main characters, a vulgar, dysfunctional, wealthy family. Early in the first season, the adult siblings all sit around and make fun of their mother.
Look who's ragging on the old lady.
Hey.
Finally?
I'm an uptight
buster! You old horny slut!
That was the point at which we realized, you know, it's more fun to not know exactly what it is that we're saying.
Arrested Development creator Mitch Hurwitz says bleeping is funny because it's interactive.
It becomes kind of a puzzle for people. And I think it's about, you know, letting your imagination do the work.
Arrested Development had complaints filed against it at the Federal Communications Commission, although the main problem was its use of the word cornholing, not bleeps. Back at Fox, the Division of Standards and Practices worried about deaf viewers and their ability to read bleeped lips. That, says Hurwitz, is known in the industry as lip flap.
And actually, I kind of thought lip flap should be bleeped because that sounded worse than anything we could think of.
Lip flap actually became a fake swear word the actors used when they knew they would be bleeped. It's used under a bleep in this scene when employees at the family business get a lecture about sexual harassment.
And please refrain from discussing or engaging in any sort of interoffice f***ing or s***ing or finger f***ing or f***ing or f***ing or even f***ing. Even though so many people in this office are begging for it.
That was funny. Yes. I guess that was our meta comment, wasn't it?
Every day when you're walking down the street.
Bleeping has become so much a part of television vocabulary, it was the subject of a beloved, famously earnest kids show.
Arthur, I have to ask you something. What does mean?
Even the writers for Arthur on PBS Kids could not resist the bleep's comic power, says head writer Peter Hirsch. He recently rewatched the bleep episode.
Basically, all the kids are cursing a blue streak. They're cursing like sailors.
You're a d-. No, you are. You look like a d-. You're a d-.
I did, in retrospect, think, oh dear, that was an awful lot of bleeps.
Still, Hirsch says he hopes his age-appropriate show gently helped kids think through cursing's confusing double standard.
They understand that there are things they're not supposed to hear, and everyone's saying them all the time.
An important message for kids and TV writers, says Arrested Development's Mitch Hurwitz, whose show was canceled after 3 seasons on Fox.
You know, you can hurt people with words, and you can make people laugh with words, and, you know, you can get thrown off of Fox with words. Those are all 3 very important things for children to know.
Neda Ulaby, NPR News.